It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship on the Worship and Wellness Broadcast. Happy New Week, everybody. It's the 12th of November, and we wish you God's richest blessings today. We are very thankful to be here with you, and we're just thankful that the Lord has given us a new day. At this time, my wife, undreamed of, will take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Good morning. Let's pray. Eternal Father in heaven, loving Lord, we thank you for your loving protection throughout the night. We thank you for another day of creation that you have allowed us to be able to come into. We pray that your Spirit will teach us the things we need to know this morning as you anoint the words of our pastor and fill him with your Holy Spirit. And we ask for grace, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to be granted to us. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, brothers and sisters, it's time now for our opening song. It's About Time.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time for Christians. It's about
about time for the coming of Christ.
All right, brothers and sisters, God is good. At this time, we are going to have a message entitled, Here Comes Jesus. Here Comes Jesus. We're in Daniel 11, and there's a point where Christ is born, and we're going to see that. We're studying 18, 19, and 20. Verses 18, 19, and 20, we actually looked at verse 18. I'm just going to go over it and possibly make a slight correction. I'm not sure, but let's have prayer as we move forward. Father in heaven, thank you very much for this day. We thank you very much for the word of God, and we just thank you very much that you reveal your secrets to the servants, the prophets that wrote the Bible. We ask that you would help us to help to authenticate you through this process, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, in verse 18, it says, After this shall he turn his face unto the isles, and shall take many. We said yesterday that was the work of Julius Caesar, and I believe it was. But a prince for his own behalf shall cause the reproach offered by him to cease. And I believe that's referring to Mark Antony, because as Julius Caesar had gone out, remember, we learned that they were a republic, so a dictatorship was a reproach. And the legislature, the Senate, the parliamentary procedural group, whatever it was called, they weren't all happy with the exploits of Julius Caesar. But when they would veto his power, when they would vote to stop him, Mark Antony was in place there, like as his vice president, and he would veto whatever their concepts were. So I believe this is Mark Antony, but a prince for his own behalf shall cause the reproach offered by him to cease. Without his own reproach, he shall cause it to turn upon him. So then they turned upon Mark Antony. Now I believe verse 19 goes back to Julius Caesar and says, then he shall turn his face toward the fort of his own land, because after he had done a lot of conquest and conquering, he came back home to Rome, the fort of his own land. But he shall stumble and fall and not be found. They actually, when he got to Rome, actually crowned him dictator for life. But then they actually murdered him in the Senate, from what I understand. So that's what it means, that he shall turn his face toward the fort of his own land, but he shall stumble and fall and not be found. Verse 20, then shall stand up in his estate a raiser of taxes in the glory of the kingdom. But within few days he shall be destroyed, neither in anger nor in battle. This is talking about Octavian, who was also went by the name Caesar Augustus. Let me read something to you about that in Luke chapter 2, verse 7, 1 through 7. Remember, he was a raiser of taxes. The Bible says, and it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. What does Daniel 11 say? A raiser of taxes. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. She brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Brothers and sisters, Jesus is on the scene during the time of Caesar Augustus, the famous raiser of taxes. What does the Bible tell us, my brothers and sisters? The Bible says, remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God, there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning. I declared when my son, when Jesus, or Jesus was the one who declared it, I declared when I would be born. This raiser of taxes was Caesar Augustus. And the Bible, centuries before it happened, mentioned him as the one who would come and raise the taxes. Now, the glory of the kingdom, it was true that during this time, because of the exploits of Julius Caesar, that Caesar Augustus kind of inherited a lot. But, you know, I think this glory of the kingdom refers to Jesus Christ as well. He is now coming, and character can represent glory. Glory can represent character, and now Jesus is on the scene. In the glory of the kingdom, but with few days he shall be destroyed, neither in anger nor in battle. So it wasn't in anger. He was not, Octavian, who was Caesar Augustus, was not assassinated like some of his predecessors, nor was he killed in battle like some of his predecessors. He actually got sick and went to a little retreat where he would recover, and there he died. And that's where we'll just leave it, brothers and sisters. In verse 20, we see the Bible is true. The raiser of taxes, Caesar Augustus, is on the scene, and this brings in Christ. And so Christ will be mentioned a little bit later in the verses. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May you have firm confidence that the Bible is true, because God is the only one with unerring accuracy that can tell you at the beginning what's going to happen at the end. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for blessing us with this short message. Here comes Christ. But we ask that you would be with us, that he will come and abide in our own personal lives. And we give you great, great peace and glory and thanksgiving for all you've done in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, my brothers and sisters, God is good. We, at this time, will transition to our wellness segment of the broadcast, and we'll be back in a little while with a health message. And we're just going to be talking about our seven-day fast. So, you know, again, I think it's good to do it four times a year, brothers and sisters, and that's what we do by the grace of God. We might not have always been able to do that, but we're going to. So we'll have to figure out whether we're going to call this the, it's not quite winter, whether we're going to call this the last one of the year or just the fall one. It's technically fall. So if we did winter, spring, summer, and fall, this would be our fall fast. All right, God is good. We're going to, at this time, transition with the torso song. God bless you as you listen.
There's a one of a kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon. Enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop.
B being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come. So when you indulge and you run from the scale, the battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain. You're a up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how. You can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Come and see.
I just saw a little picture. Praise God. The person who's listening knows what I'm talking about. All right. God is good. It's time for us to talk about our 7-day fast. Friends, you know, as a health educator, medical missionary, director of Wellness Retreat, whatever you want to call it, just a humble servant of the Lord as far as I'm concerned. But I've been doing this for a little while. I've only had a few what I would call game changers, meaning that when we added something to our health work, it really was a game changer. And so when we first started learning, we started learning about the eight laws of health. And, you know, probably the first exposure was the acronym New Start. Some of y'all might remember New Start. That's nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, I think temperance, for air, rest, and then trust in divine power. And then was at a ministry that promoted God's plan, which is godly trust, open air, daily exercise, sunshine, proper rest, lots of water, always temperate, and nutrition. Not sure if I helped to formulate that. I'm not even sure. It's been a long time. But they still use that. It's a great acronym, and they're doing a great work. The Lord led us to use Live Free. It still puts God first, love God, but at the same time, you have many people in the world that, you know, the religiosity of it sounds a little much for them. We're not saying it sounds much for us, but Live Free. It's still, when they see it, it still puts God first, love God, but just on its surface, Live Free, people can associate that with something that may not be quite as religious. And unfortunately, people do get a little offended, and that's because people don't follow Christianity because of Christians. They've seen Christians be, you know, not always godly people. And so that's what we do. So when we did that, I mean, a lot of people started getting better. You get off of animal products, stop eating meat and dairy, and start eating a plant-based diet. It will reverse many of your diseases. But there can be some stubborn ones, and then sometimes it just takes a while. And, you know, we started learning about the importance of detoxification. You know, a book called Ministry of Healing says that we should assist nature in her effort to expel impurities. And it already had talked about the eight laws of health because you'd ascertain the cause. The statement says change unhelpful conditions, correct wrong habits. That's all eight laws of health type stuff that we do. And then it says to assist nature in her effort to expel. And so I have found no effort that is more powerful to do that than fasting. Fasting just gives your body this ability to flush of the toxins that build up. And so here at Torso, our goal is to have a 7-day fast 4 times a year. And so let's think about it, winter, spring, summer, and fall. So I'm just going to call this our fall, because it is fall. We're going to call this our fall fast, and we'll have to just look into the winter, see when we'll do it in the wintertime. But our fall fast, and, you know, we want to encourage you. You know, the winter probably is good during the first part of the year, new year, so that's probably when we'll do the winter fast. But, you know, I'll talk with my wife about it. She's an excellent planner, looks at the schedule, comes up with some great ideas. And so I'll definitely confer with her, and we'll confer with God, amen, about that. But, you know, and others in the ministry. But, you know, the thing is that it will do wonders for you. And if you can't fast 7 full days, that's fine. If you can't, you know, fast one day a week, or 2 or 3 days a week, or maybe half the day you can fast. Do whatever you can, but it will be a blessing for you, friends. And so we highly recommend that you do that. We're going to be doing a juice fast. We use the Nama J2 juicer, which is the best that we can recommend today. Now, tomorrow, that may be different. Somebody may introduce one. We don't get any money from Nama. We are just sharing because it's been a help to us and to others. And so the Nama juicer, friends, is a juicer that we highly recommend. It will give you more for your, you'll get more juice out of the produce, and it will be of higher quality, and you'll definitely get more out of the greens. And so it's a slow masticating juicer, which means it doesn't just strip the vegetables, it kind of more chews and presses. And so that's really great. But I can't speak more highly of it. Arthritis, diabetes, hypertension, many of these diseases, when you start flushing out the toxins, friends, it really helps. So that's what we're recommending today. We're starting today on our 7-day fast, letting God lead every day. Let God lead in your life every day. See what God wants you to do as you fast. And if you feel led to join us, may the Lord bless you and keep you. And at this time, we'll go ahead and open up the phone lines and see if there's any comments, questions, testimonies, prayer requests. We'll do that after roll call. And we'll start with roll call with, we've got Maryland on the line. We've got Sister Tyvina there. We've got Sister Angela out of South Carolina, Brother Brian out of Kenya. And he says, blessed Sunday to everyone. And we have on the call, we have Ohio, and then we have Delaware, and then we have Oklahoma, we have Ohio again, we have Iowa, we have Georgia. So any comments, please feel free to press star 6. We've got 2 already on the call, and we will take first Ohio. Good morning. Not sure who you are, but you'll tell us.
Good morning. How's everyone?
Hey, Sister Lori.
Yes, it is. I just would like to give a praise report. Thank you all.
Okay. Can you speak up a little bit, Sister Lori? It's just a little quiet. And if you can, it's okay. I'll just put my ear to the phone.
Yes, I just was saying I had a praise report. My oldest, okay. The last couple of weekends have been with me, been spending time together. So I just want to thank the Lord for that quality time that we've been able to spend, and for her birthday. Now it is to see another birthday. And I'd like to thank you all for your ministry and for all that are sharing, and for the praise report of Jessica and Wanda. And the other prayer request. So just continue to keep my family in prayer. Thank you.
Thank you. Praise God. Glad that you're able to spend time with that dear person and that there's a birthday. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. We've got 2 more on the call. We will take now Sister Desiree. Good morning, Sister Desiree.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone, and Sister Maria. I have 2 questions. You said something about pagan Rome and then Rome, and I wanted to know the difference. You said pagan Rome and then Rome when we were doing the studies. I noticed that and just wanted to know the difference with that. And then regards to fasting, is it, are you doing it like from sunrise to sunset, or is it just a complete full, 7 days? And and if you had any suggestions for those, I know y'all not prescriptive, but any suggestions for those who try to go but don't sometimes make the whole day. And
sure,
that's it.
Sure. Okay, so let me keep you on. Let me answer the question. So generally, when you think of the Roman Empire, when we speak of it from a prophetic point of view, like the world would just call it, because the world doesn't even think about pagan, right? When we talk in prophecy, in prophetic terms, we sometimes say pagan Rome because Rome became Catholic. So you have pagan Rome, and then it went over to Papal Rome. When the Roman Empire was crumbling, Emperor Justinian gave the scepter, the authority, the scepter is what they held as king, over to Pope Julius. And so that changed over the whole Roman Empire to a Christian, pseudo-Christian type of a movement. So when I speak, if I just say Rome, I'm probably talking about pagan Rome. But it did become papal Rome when the Roman Catholic Church took over. So this is during pagan Rome. Roman Catholicism didn't happen until sometime after, the apostles died, and then, time changed. The times changed, the people changed, compromise came in from the early church, in the earlier church, after the disciples died off a few hundred years. And then as compromise after compromise after compromise, then the Roman Catholic Church took over Christianity, but they got state power from the emperor, and so they began to rule. They ruled in a different way than others ruled. Like, they didn't rule. They do have a state. We don't have an ambassador to the Baptist Church. We don't have an ambassador, a UN ambassador, to a United States ambassador to the Presbyterian Church, to the Adventist Church, to the Jehovah's Witness Church. But there is an ambassador to the Vatican. That just shows that they are a state, you see. So when I was speaking, Rome is always pagan Rome. If I just say Rome, generally, and so I will usually say Rome or pagan Rome. And then because they played such a significant part in the history of religion, I will usually say papal Rome or the papacy. So that answers that question. What we're doing basically on the fast is suggesting a 7-day juice fast. It's a suggestion, and people should do what they can. You ask for a suggestion if you can't, and smoothies or broth, soups, that's an excellent substitute if you have to take something in during the fast. So, but basically, fasting on juices is what we're recommending. And then letting people let the spirit individually lead them. Some people don't do that. They just fast one meal a day. Some people fast every other day. Some people, you know, do different things. So.
Okay. And speaking of state, I'm glad you kept me on. I'm just understanding that Israel is a secular state, not a religious state, and just understanding and learning that, and wanted to see what your thoughts, you know, because their attentions there, people are breaking down and giving studies on that, and I just found out that that is so.
Yeah, you know, I will say that as we keep moving forward, I do believe, and this is, you know, I'm going to say of all chapters of the Bible, of all prophecies, Daniel 11 is probably one of the most difficult ones to tackle. Got so much detail and, you know, all these things. And we're going through it verse by verse. I do believe as we get into the last part, I do believe there are some future things that are happening, and Israel is mentioned in Daniel 11. I believe it is. Throughout Daniel 11, it was always the glorious land. So it's in the last part where it actually gets destroyed. According to the my understanding of the phraseology. So if I can just put it out there, I differ from most, probably all the evangelicals. They think it's going to rise and it's going to be rising back to its glory. And, of course, they think so, too. And that's why... You see, America is still controlled by apostate Protestants, okay? So the Protestant world is still the majority, and even the majority within Congress. And so that's why the United States is allied with Israel, because there's this religious belief that, you know, God's going to bring back glory to Israel. That is not in the Bible. I don't believe it's in the Bible at all. And I personally believe they're going to fall at the hand of the Muslims, but then the Muslims are going to fall at the hand of the rest of the world, and that it will, and that several in Islam will come to true Christianity. That is my understanding today of the final events of Daniel 11. So I believe that what we're seeing over there is Israel making Islam very angry. And there's going to be some challenges. Now, that's very unpopular. That's not what you're going to hear. It's definitely not what you're going to hear from Sunday keepers that, you know, believe that God is going to, they believe that literal Jews are the 144,000. I mean, there's different takes on it. But, I think there's a lot, there is significance of what's going on over there, but it's not to Israel's glory. They're going to conquer just enough, I believe, to bring about a retaliation from, I mean, almost all those who around them are Muslim. They are a little pocket. And I believe that, you know, this grand, you know, like even when Hamas did what it did, I think they lost, what, 1,400 people? I mean, they have killed so many more than that already. And they're just getting started. So I think it's going to not end well. But that's what I believe Daniel 11 says. So we'll get to that in a moment. But okay. Yeah, Israel is a state. I haven't really thought about it as whether it was like a religious state or a secular state, but it's definitely a secular state. But, you know, even the Vatican considerably is a secular state, but it's controlled by a religion.
Right, because what I understand, all the other countries surrounding it are actually religious states.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, so I can be educated in that. I'm not an expert. I'm by no means an expert.
No, I'm not either. Let me tell you, I'm not either. I'm just learning this, and I'm learning. I was just listening, you know.
I will tell you this, from people who have been over, it's secular. I can tell you what, this is probably not what they mean, but it's a godless place. I mean, from what I am told, you know, Tel Aviv is one of the most ungodly places in the whole world. So people think of Israel and they think of all this religion and God. It's a lot of worldliness and ungodliness that takes place over in Tel Aviv and those areas. But then, you know, on the other side, they'll go and they'll, you know, put on their hats and, you know, they'll worship at the Wailing Wall, you know. So, but, you know, when you don't have Christ, you don't have the power to purify your life. And they rejected Christ. Remember that. They killed Christ, their ancestry. So. All right, Sister Desiree, anything else?
Okay, thank you. No, that's it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right, we are going to move now to Sister Leilani. Good morning, Sister Leilani.
Good morning. I'm just so happy to be on the line, and today is moving day for me, and this afternoon I'll be moving over to my new apartment, and I'm also going to join in the fast. And what I'm going to do is just two meals a day and primarily go on the smoothie and soup fast.
Okay. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen.
And add more prayer to my life because more prayer is more power.
Yes.
And that's what I've been lacking.
Mm-hmm. So, I understand.
Please pray for a smooth move.
Amen. Smooth move. Praise God. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. We were praying for that on Friday, so I'm glad we know that today is the day to refocus those prayers. So we will definitely pray for you today.
Thank you.
And you're God welcome. Bless you're you. Welcome. God bless you too. All right, we're going to go to Sister Lenny at this time. Good morning.
Good morning. I am requesting prayer for a sister. I have a sister that lives in Ohio, and she's been seeking another job, and it seemed like every time she goes to the job, they're asking her if she's been vaccinated, and she tells them no, and they said, well, you know, if you want, you need to work here, you're going to have to get vaccinated. She said, well, then that job is not for me because I'm not going to get vaccinated. So she's asked me to pray for her, and like Sister Leilani says, more prayer, more power. So I'm asking the broadcast if they could pray for my sister. So that she can get enough. She has an appointment this morning at 12:30, an interview with a family, and so she is requesting prayer that God will move and show her if this particular job, they have not asked her for to be vaccinated. So I just want God to move in her life because she's really is seeking other employment. So if you can pray for her about that. Thank you.
You're welcome. You are more than welcome. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. All right, brothers and sisters, at this time, my wife Undreamed Of will take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for been able to open up your word. We pray that your spirit will help us to learn and understand these things regarding the history, specifically Daniel 11, and been able to bring it into our current time. We ask, Lord, that you will direct our thoughts and our minds to be open, to be able to receive, to understand, to gain that knowledge and wisdom that we need. We thank you, Lord, that Sister Leonie has decided to join in this fast, and we pray that you will bless her in these efforts. And although we thought she was moving on Friday, we thank you, Lord, that her move is actually today, and she is prepared and ready. And we pray that those that are involved will be able to assist this mother in such a way that she'll be able to get herself all settled, organized, and ready to go as you have placed her in this new place to be able to minister unto those current residents that are there. We pray that she will be used as a good witness for you and that she will help her to have testimonies upon testimonies, Lord, that she'll be able to share the health message as well. We pray that you will bless the sister who is in need of employment that Sister Lenny is asking prayer for. She has been looking for opportunity, and as you know, she has not been able to gain any work successfully. She has chosen not to get vaccinated, and because of that, that has hindered her efforts. But this new opportunity that has presented itself, we pray, Lord, that you will move mightily and that there would not be any restrictions and that she would be able to gain this job. If this is your will, we ask that it would be done for her. We thank you for Sister Desiree sharing what she has shared, and we continue to pray for her and her family. And, Lord, we pray for everyone on this line. We pray that all silent petitions will be answered in accordance with your perfect will. And we do want to keep Sister Shirley in prayer, asking that you will help her to have a speedy recovery. We pray for those that may be joining us on the fast, that you will help each of us as we go through these next 7 days. Starting today, to be faithful in all that we do, to suppress the urges to want to eat for those that are just doing the juice. And we ask, Lord, that you would help us to be cleansed of our toxins, cleanse of any poisons in our bodies that may be hindering us from being fully healed. We ask that you will bless us spiritually, mentally, and physically as we go through this. And may each day we take the time to spend intimately with you, asking for your power to be granted to us so that we can have strength, we can be filled with your spirit, and we'll be faithful, Lord, as we allow you to cleanse us. We thank you for being with us. And we don't want to forget about praying for, most importantly, that you would be with our dear missionaries that are in jail right now. We ask that you would be with this judge as information will be presented to him on Monday, tomorrow, that you would let him see the fear of the Lord presented before his face so that he will be able to release them out of their bondage. That is our prayer, Lord, and by faith we know that you will do what is in the best interest for your son and daughter. And we thank you for giving us this time to press these petitions before you, knowing that you are the all-hearing, all-knowing, and all-answering God. We thank you, and it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lambs with persecution and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now, undreamed of. God bless you.
Amen. Closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will worship the Lord. I will worship the Lord. I will
I will love.